New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Cloud Crew podcast. Today we have a little bit of Gary Payton Dab here, and we also, I actually don't know what the other one's called.
I don't remember.
It smells like blackberries.
I don't know where the fucking thing is for it.
It's sauce and diamond mix, and it smells like blackberries. So it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice here. Now, one thing that we kind of wanted to circle back to that we touched on a little bit previously before it fully came out, Black Ops 6. We've actually got to play a little bit more multiplayer, which so far it looks like the reviews, dude, there's two types of people. You either hate it or you love it. That's why it's averaging out around like a 2.5.
Doesn't have a single good map in it.
No, I like that one map, the square one.
Even with it being the most playable map out of all of them, it's still not good. It's a square, but I think it's okay
because it's competitive because it's open and there's tons of corners.
It's not competitive. I got a spawn trap for half of that game until I got annoyed. I know which game that your brain refers to when thinking of that map.
No. There was only one game I did bad at, and it was definitely not that one.
No, I said I know which game your brain's referring to when you think fondly of that map.
Oh, yeah.
Because I played very great that game. But at a certain point, I started getting spawn trapped because it was a small square map, and I got kind of bad pressed. I started using shotgun for like 8 lives, dropped like 30 kills with it.
I think that's because of the guns. Dude, you're either like, you're spot on with the guns, or you're doo-doo.
Guns are ass. There's only one good AR in the game.
What is it called? The XM4?
Yeah.
No, that's what I mainly use. I really don't want to try to use snipers because it's going to be super annoying without the attachments.
It's double XP weekend tomorrow, and Nuketown gets added to the game.
Definitely. Now, that little zombies itself, we noticed that, like, they don't have double tap, so that's a little weird.
It'll never come back. It's been gone since Black Ops 4.
I know,
it's
but still.
Dead.
I miss double tap, man. I want double tap.
Dead.
But Deadshot Daiquiri's not bad. But Deadshot, like, on Liberty, you can't get until a certain point or
25.
Unless you do certain.
25 or one player on the map can get it through
shooting cans on the
You can
outside.
Also get it through SAM trials or the locker armory.
That's true.
I beat the Liberty Falls Easter egg. Again, I don't remember shit about it, but I beat it in like 2 hours. And then so I immediately alt F4'd as soon as I saw that I got my ray gun skin for beating it and went to sleep.
And then on Terminus, I mean, Terminus is a bigger map, man. It's a whole island. I like that you can kind of roam around a little bit more.
Beating that one next. I have to beat it before the early rewards are gone.
When is that?
I don't know. I've been panicking.
Oh, word. Word. Well, I know the other day we were trying to play and get into a deep round. We ended up getting on, like, I don't know.
I just got out of a round 53 game. My brain's fried from it.
There was four of us playing. Bro, and then randomly y'all disconnected. It sucked.
I got kicked for an activity.
And weren't you shooting?
I was proning, changing my fucking music, man.
For some reason, I thought you were shooting. Maybe it was Brandon that said he was shooting.
No, he was also on Spotify.
Oh.
But I'm on PC, so, like, I shouldn't,
like, get crashed. Definitely.
But no. I got destroyed.
No. I'm gonna be honest with you. I also wanted to talk about a little bit about seeing Lonzo play the other day. I seen where he played like 15 minutes, got like 10 points. I think that's a pretty solid deal for 15 minutes, you know what I mean? 10 points in 15 minutes, pretty solid. Especially like being a role player and not a main player, like a main, you know, star on the team.
Yeah.
Because they said don't start Lonzo.
Yeah, they still do. I mean, they probably won't until they know that he's healthy. Yeah. Like, they have to see a consistent knee Lonzo.
Yeah, but I think Lonzo can definitely play better than some of the people. No offense. Not like, Josh Giddey, he's playing good, but I think Lonzo could be a better player than Josh Giddey.
I do, too. I think he is a better player when he's healthy than Josh Giddey. We just haven't seen Lonzo in 2 years, so it's hard to gauge what Lonzo Ball is, really.
That's true. I also kind of want to bring up a sad performance I've seen from a big star, Dame. No offense, he was supposed to come out this year, and he had 4 points tonight, played 33 minutes, and was 1-for-12.
Giannis's camp said that if things don't go in Milwaukee, go good in Milwaukee this year, he will be forcing a trade next year. His trade destinations are the Heat or the Nets.
Oh my god. The Heat would be preferred. I'm not going to get with you. Could you imagine a Heat Giannis? Trade him for Jimmy. Let him play with Bam.
Or if they can somehow find a way to keep Jimmy.
They're not going to keep Jimmy.
They probably will try. With you. They have too much money in Jimmy.
No, but no offense. I think they have too many young players that they could build around Giannis.
And Jimmy's older than Giannis. They've been wanting to move Hero, so it'll probably be...
No, actually, they said they would prefer to keep Hero. Like, they actively made a statement about out preferring to keep Hero over Jimmy. But it was because of something about, like, the longevity aspect. They think that Hero, being more of a corner shooter, couldn't last longer for them. But that was said at the, like, mid to end of last season.
I can't find anything about it.
And then, poor Giannis, bro. What I was mentioning, Dame. Giannis, this game, tried to carry, and it just looked like everybody did bunts, bro. Prince, 2-for-8, bro. Dame was 1-for-12. Trent was 4-for-12. Man, I can't speak. Who the fuck is this dude? I don't even know how to pronounce it. Oh, Pat Connaughton? Connaughton?
Connaughton? Connaughton sounds, that sounds like it'll work.
That sounds like that's what we're rolling with.
That was difficult for no reason.
Y'all had a pretty good night. I mean, 26, 10, and 14. And, I mean, he was hitting some shots.
Wish I liked Jaw, but he's literally just a worse prime Russ and...
He's more, I'm not going to be honest with you, he's more like a cocky, arrogant, lesser D-Rose. Yeah. Like prime D-Rose.
I'm not willing to compare him to him, but I understand what you're saying. I'm just not willing to say those words in any capacity, any circumstances. And I won't say them. It won't happen.
Damn. It looked like, bro, Steve Adams was their second highest scorer. What the
fuck? Steve Adams, he's always been him. We've been established this. Big Australian guy comes out, does what he needs to. That's his job. That's it. What he needs to. It's whatever the game entails at that time. Whether he needs to kick someone in the dick or strong arm someone.
Bro, I thought it was ridiculous that the Lakers lost yesterday, man.
I deserved it.
Dude, like, D'Lo and Austin Reeves not performing again really hurts. It's just, it's gonna hurt, man. Like, we have to have a consistent third guy. We don't have one.
You know what was crazy in the loss to Cleveland? In the third quarter, LA was like 20 for 25 from free throw, right? They were down 25 points. Cleveland had only shot two free throws at that point in the game.
Yeah.
Being down 25 points with 18 more free throws made is insane.
Yeah, because it means you're shooting like buns. And no offense, a lot of the Lakers players shoot like buns.
It's like, cool, you're 20 for 25 from free throws, bro, a team. That's expected. Where's your field goals?
Some dude, something unexpected, though, was the Boston and Indiana Pacers. They went to OT.
Like, who won?
Pacers.
I mean,
it was rough.
I don't like Jason Tatum. I don't like really anybody on the Celtics outside of Drew Holiday.
He had 37 points, though, man. Like, damn.
Yeah, I only like Jalen Brown. Jalen Brown's okay-ish.
Derek White, 23.
Derek White confuses the ever-living fuck out of me every time he's on the basketball court. He's like retarded Walter White out on the court.
I swear, bro. He remind me of like an Anna Nobody type player?
Downplaying Anna Nobody.
No. Derek, like, the personality-wise. Like, they're goofy, bro.
Yeah, but, like, if I was to
compare... They're players you can't take seriously.
He reminds me of, like, fucking Lance Stevenson head-ass.
Stop. Lance Stevenson. I can't stand Lance Stevenson.
Most people can't. That was Lance Stevenson's whole thing, bro.
Didn't I tell you something that we seen on the internet the other day about Lance Stevenson? I ain't gonna mention it again I don't feel like outing them, but it was about a porn star. I'll tell you that much.
I don't remember.
I'll remind you later. Okay. Now, dude, Haliburton had 12 fucking assists. That's crazy.
What were the rest of his stats?
He had 17, 6, and 12. He shot trash from 3, though. He was like 2 for 10.
Tyrese Haliburton's always been a passing guy. He's not a shooter.
Yeah,
That's why he didn't really play in the Olympics. It's like he was a star level player for his passing abilities, but that's it.
Benedict dropped like fucking 30 points, bro, and 11 rebounds, and then Siakam had
what was the difference? Like, what did Indiana do to win that?
Three points.
What? Was that last shot situation? Can you see the play-by-play?
Yeah. Let me get a.
I want to see exactly how that ended. If it's a 3-point.
All right. So, Andrew Nahaba. I cannot say his name. Andrew makes 2-point layup. The Celtics change Al Horford.
It's a Nimbard. Andrew Nimbard.
Well, apparently they were up one, and then they scored a two, and they just end up winning.
Word, they literally just...
Wait, that said four first. Wait. Oh.
That was the first play of the game. What the fuck?
Jaylen Brown missed the three. Yeah, they were up three. Jaylen Brown misses a three for his final second shot.
Who made the three-pointer?
Siakam.
So Siakam sealed the game for the Pacers.
Hey, that's fire. That's good to see Siakam, man. I mean, like... No offense, he was on a pretty weird team last time. He's still on a weird team, but at least he's not alone on a weird team.
Oh, yeah, it's Halloween, by the way. We're recording this on
Halloween. Yeah, yeah. Happy Halloween, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Fuck all of you.
We've been really, like, non-Halloween today because we've been busy.
Yeah, I've had to work. We've been trying to do some stuff for the podcast. He was grinding and trying to get... The Easter eggs and stuff done.
I was just grinding camos. I've just finished a gun in a single game. That's what I did for the last like 2 hours.
I'd cry.
My shoulders hurt. I'm not going to lie. They actually are, like, in pain.
Speaking, what did we mention? The Heat, man. Dude, they lost to the Knicks. It was 16-17. And Karl-Anthony Towns had 44 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists.
Cool for Kat, I guess.
Yeah, dude. Kat, like, kind of popped off. I mean, Brunson still had 22. So, like, he was still there. Mikal Bridges, like, the most middest player ever, did his mid shit, gave 17 points. Josh Hart
scoring again
had fucking 14 rebounds.
Good for Josh Hart.
Bro. Josh Hart's pretty chill. I'm like, he's a pretty good role player.
He's always been a good role player. Hey, he's never been anything else, though.
You see McBride, bro? McBride, 10 points. I like to see people good. That played back in college. I like watching McBride in college. He was pretty good. He was a shooter.
He was.
See, like, Tyler Hero dropped 34 points, bro. That's crazy. Jimmy Butler had 15.
What were the rest of Butler's stats?
4-4. 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Tyler Hero had 5 rebounds, 7 assists.
I was looking at his minutes. I couldn't see.
Yeah, he had 37, and Tyler Hero had 35. Terry Rozier, he did okay. I mean, he was like 50% from 3, hit 4, you know? It's pretty nice.
Okay.
Had like 7 assists, 16 points. Pretty solid role play. I mean, but Terry Rozier, even when he was on like the Hornets, I liked him on the Hornets with LaMelo, ain't gonna lie.
He's always just been another good role player.
Yeah, that's true. Bro. I know when you mentioned to me about Polo's game and when he fucking dropped 30, that was pretty cool.
It was 50, fire. Wasn't it?
Oh, was it? No. The most recent one was 30, and I think the one before that was the 50.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned the 50-point game. I don't think I knew about the 30-point game.
Oh, okay. Maybe I talked to myself. But no, yeah, Polo, like 2 games ago, had 50 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 assists.
Almost had a 50-point triple-double.
At first,
he's also the youngest player since LeBron James to score that high.
Yeah. Yeah. And what, before LeBron James, wasn't it Kobe?
Likely. Kobe came into the league from high school. He was one of the only other players to do it.
No, I mean,
at the time, at least.
We've also got to see a little bit of play with Russ. I mean, he's not doing awful on the Nuggets.
I think Russ had a 20-point game. I could be wrong.
Yeah, no. Recently, and I remember we talked about it. I think I pointed out that he had the 22-point game. And Aaron Gordon had, like, 24 points, and Jokic had 29, and Murray had 24. But Jokic had that ridiculous stat line of 29, 18, and 16.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
That's normal Jokic shit, to be honest.
No. Fuck that, no. That's also, this, like, that was the same day that Kyrie also dropped 35 out of that day against the Timberwolves.
I haven't been paying too much attention to the Mavericks. I don't really care about them postseason. They're really boring,
dude.
End season team.
I'll be honest with you. Buddy Hield is still playing nice.
He hasn't
Here lately. Curry's been out. Steph Curry's been out.
Uh-huh.
But he has consistently been dropping in the 20s. You know, like he dropped 28 the other game. Shot for like 7 for 11. So it's pretty fucking fire.
Yeah, that is.
I think having him on once they get Steph healthy will be a great duo now, because we've got to see.
He was just fine.
No, he's been sitting last few games. I think it's like soreness or something, they said.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know what that says. Peroneal? P-E-R-O-N-E-A-L.
Peroneal? I don't know what a peroneal is, but I think it's peroneal.
Well, it says they had a peroneal strain.
Probably something in his leg.
And Andrew Wiggins has a lower back strain. Somebody's been blowing his back out again. Draymond?
Oh, no.
He said since Diddy was being locked up, he needed to take his position.
I said, I got shoes to fill.
Let me find out.
I got shoes to fill.
Oh, what the fuck? Bro, I randomly just seen a game highlighted recently where Draymond Green had fucking 5 blocks.
Good for Draymond Green.
Damn, okay. Okay. You're washed, but damn. Still got that big body IQ, I guess.
That's really all he's good for in, like, modern day basketball.
Nah, he low-key be setting up, like, screens and shit.
Yeah, like, defense and being something to play off the ball.
That's true. Bro, Ben Simmons had a decent game yesterday.
What was his stats?
He had 25 points, 6 assists.
25 points?
Yeah.
What were they doing for Ben Simmons that game?
I don't know, man. Why? you think having Ben Simmons is... Never mind. I said Ben Simmons. I seen A. Simmons. My apology. Wrong Simmons.
I was about to say, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, no. Wrong Simmons. I looked again, and then I seen Ben Simmons was 4 for 5 with 8 points. It was clickbait. They said Simmons, and then when I clicked it, it was A. Simmons, not Ben Simmons.
Man.
But Dennis Schroeder did good. He 11 for 14.
Fuck about Dennis Schroeder.
Hey, 33 points.
Fuck about Dennis Schroeder.
33 points. That's good.
33 points. Because if he didn't do that, they would have lost by 33 fucking points.
No, he was the main scorer in the entire game. Dang. Like the next person was on the other team, and that was Jaren Jackson Jr. And then besides that, nobody got in the 20s even.
Cole Anthony tweeted earlier, and he said, "Damn, I suck." Damn straight you do, Cole Anthony.
No, Cole Anthony has been so unrelevant for the last like 5 fucking years. It was like
I saw him tweet that shit. It was at the top of my Twitter, and I was like, "Oh, bet,
bro." I forgot Cole Anthony existed. That motherfucker dropped off the map.
Like, hold up, I'll try to pull up the tweet.
Damn. Hey, well, there's actively a game going on.
Let me correct myself. He said, "I've been playing like dog shit." And this isn't Central. Central didn't post this. Central posted this.
Oh, no. That's fire.
So, what game's going on right now?
Oh, the Houston and Dallas.
San Antonio and Utah.
Yeah.
Phoenix and Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah, those are just now starting, though. Dallas and Houston are coming to an end.
What happened to this Memphis-Milwaukee?
I see Zach Edey's stupid ass.
Zach Edey.
Look at his big ass head, bro.
My boy, bro. And do you not remember I mentioned that at the beginning? That's the first game we went over.
Yeah, but we didn't mention Edey at all.
Mention Jaw. Zach Edey. I mean, like, he was 10 points, 8 rebounds. He was 5 for 9. So, like, I mean,
he did. He was there for what he needed to be there for.
Yeah. I mean, to be, like, a fucking fourth option, a fifth option, you know? Like, shit, he did his part. He did his part, bro. He also had a block, too, and a steal, man. Zach Edey was putting in the work. Only had one turnover.
He did shit, Josh Edey.
Huh?
I said Josh Edey because I fucking swiped over but Zach Edey.
Bro, you want to know what's crazy?
What's up?
Where Jaw had a triple-double.
That's whatever.
Russell.
He probably will never do it again.
Baby Russell. It's little baby Russell. Nobody wants to watch the Spurs and the Jazz, though. I'm going to be honest with you.
No.
Tonight, the Spurs and Jazz are pretty buns.
Nah, the Phoenix Suns and Clippers is a good game, though.
Hey, we seen earlier where Chris Paul tried to swing up on dude over Wimby. Nah, that was cracking me up.
That is kind of funny.
Because, like, dude, little CP3 thought he was kind of going to have
to. Nah, he's always been about smoking the NBA. Every time anybody's gotten fucking stupid around CP3, he always is the first to throw hands for some reason.
I mean, right now, like, Wimby, man, he's played 24 minutes, has 22 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. I mean, I can't argue. It's not doing bad.
That's pretty good.
And, like, even Chris Paul right now, for, like, him not being a scorer, he has 7 points, you know, 3 for 5. I mean, so he's hitting. He has 9 assists. So he's just running up the assists, bro. He's just running it up.
Wait, who's running up assists?
Chris Paul.
That's his job.
Yeah.
His name slipped straight back out of my head.
When I want to talk about something, y'all remember when Colin Sexton started for the Cavaliers and he was supposed to be really good?
Yeah.
I like how he went to the fucking Jazz, bro. Now he plays 12 minutes a fucking game so far, and he's doing buns.
That's a damn shame. I like Sexton.
Yeah, nah, bro. I had high hopes for Colin Sexton. I thought, buddy, he was gonna turn out like a good like Zach LaVine level player, you know, of athleticism and shit.
I did too,
but then no, he's kind of dialed back.
He doesn't have the right developmental system.
No, especially when he got traded, bro.
Yeah,
when he got traded, he got sad. He got in his feels. He knew what was up.
Oh, Paulo was injured.
Yeah, I think he hurt himself.
Torn right oblique. And is sidelined indefinitely. He won't be reevaluated for up to 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's tough.
And he's just on that nice tear of games. This is what happens to all young stars. That's called true. The decline.
Well, you got to think, like, when LeBron came in, LeBron didn't get injured until, like, years.
I said young stars.
That's when I said when LeBron came in,
modern day young stars. Like, LeBron's from a whole different era. Them youngins didn't really get hurt back then. They would fight each other.
So far, Wimby hasn't got hurt. I'm expecting Wimby to get hurt, but
it's nothing yet. He's going to end up tussling with the wrong player. Like, he's going to try to bump with, like, Embiid or Giannis, and he's
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, Luka's been hurt, but, like, he's not honestly played through a lot of his shit.
He has. For worse, a lot of the times, too.
Yeah. Bro. I hope they do okay this year. The Mavs, man.
They've had a good start.
Yeah, no, they definitely having a good start. But that's the problem. They play good in the regular season.
They play really boring in the regular season. And then for some reason in the playoffs, they decide to start switching things up and they just can't do it. It's like they form a habit during the regular season. And then for some reason, when the postseason hits, they try to break the habit. It's like, the fuck are you doing? Why are you trying to run the ball through a completely different person now? It's not working. Stop it.
Nah, I don't think they run the ball through. I think they use different plays. They run the ball all through, like, multiple people, depending on the play.
90% of their winning games, their primary ball handler ends up being Luka. because
actually here
this season it's been different.
Yeah,
but I'm not talking about this season. It's too early for me to really.
Yeah,
we're like what?
No. But that's because Luka, dude. Luka is that like that's his team. Kyrie came onto that team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know Kyrie left the Cavs because he wanted to save his legacy and chase a ring where he leads the team, and now he's just with Luka.
No. He showed that like on the Nets, he was doing pretty good.
Because still didn't lead that team, KD did.
That's a lie. That's actually a lie. If you go back and look, KD was hurt most of the games and out. And when KD did play, he only outscored him, I think two or three games.
I'm pretty sure Kyrie was probably out just as many games because he couldn't play most of the NBA games due to the COVID restrictions.
That's not his fault.
Yeah, but like that would probably they're in the same boat.
No. KD's was injury. That wasn't his fault either. Kyrie was forced. Like
KD was too due to injury.
No, KD though that was his body. Like that was unpreventable. They could have prevented Kyrie from setting out. Like if they would have let him jump in sooner than what they did.
I can't remember. I'm trying to remember.
Because I thought it was screwed up that they held it against him because it was against like his beliefs to do that shit. You know what I mean? Like he didn't want to be vaccinated. I don't think like you should be able to force somebody into something like that. So like for Kyrie, dude, every game he played during the Nets, and especially when they were in the postseason, Kyrie was one of their best players the entire postseason. Like their problem was that James Harden, Kyrie, and Durant didn't get enough time to play and develop together, and then. It was a really rough season for injuries for both.
I don't think James Durant Harden was ever going to be
and James Harden. For them. No, I think James Harden could have been a decent fit to the team if they would have actually got to play together. But James no offense, James Harden was too fat James and too Harden, injury.
That's the thing. James Harden was refusing to work with them, even whenever they were all working, all uninjured. The few times that they were, he still wasn't coming to practice. He still wasn't playing at his peak.
They only played, I think it was
and he still didn't practice with him during those times.
No, but the actual games they played together were good games. A lot of them were really good games.
They were all right games. They never had an incredible super team game that they should have. They were literally the only super team in the league at that time.
You gotta see all of them are primary normally ball handlers. You know what I mean?
Like, that's another reason it was never gonna work.
I think that's okay to have if you can learn when to give who the ball. You know,
the problem is
you gotta learn who's gonna take whose shot.
Primary ball handler,
James
Harden.
Oh, okay. When you said James for some reason, when Kyrie, we were talking about Kyrie, I was like LeBron. Like, this.
Whenever James Harden isn't the primary ball handler, he does not excel in any way, shape, or form. It's might as well take him off the court.
But James Harden's the guy like. That no offense, I think he would run better at a six man position, and let him run in six man position offense.
Fucking do
it. That's why he's egotistical. He has done it multiple times.
All of those teams that he's done it for, he forces off. He's left every one of them.
He forces when they don't have good results
because he underperforms.
Yeah, because he's a little crybaby. But James, people like James Harden, but I think James Harden's a really overrated player.
I liked him whenever he was a Houston Rockets player, and ever since then, I haven't.
I think...
But he also padded like a motherfucker on the Rockets, too. So
that's what I was going to say. I think he played really good on the Rockets because he had to play good. Which, I mean, great to you, bro. Like, you carried the team, 100%.
I mean, you carried them to the playoffs, and the only reason you didn't make the finals is because Golden State peed down your throat every year.
Well, no offense, I don't think they would have won a...
Oh, hell no, they weren't winning the finals, but, like, if Golden State wasn't there, they would have made it.
Yeah, they probably could have made it in, and then they probably would have got dookied on, and then...
Every time...
Which season are you talking about second?
Because... I'm not defending Houston here. Defending Houston here. Every time that they lost to Golden State wanted them to play Cleveland.
Yeah.
James would have had three rings if...
LeBron James would have had
two handfuls of rings.
Curry was like the exception to taking Braun's legacy down then. Like nobody else could have done it at that time because Curry was changing the way the game was played entirely at the
Curry
time.
Curry and Klay did it with Draymond the first time, you know.
They did it twice.
When
without
KD
and then once
when
KD.
They brought the KD
and then he injured the second time.
Is because like LeBron and them finally adapted. And then they brought KD, and then it was kind of rough.
I honestly...
Because...
I don't think it was Steph or Klay's idea first for KD to come to the Warriors.
No,
I don't think they gave a fuck.
I think
they would have ran it back against LeBron the same exact way the next fucking year, because they were like...
I think they would have attempted to, but I don't think they would have pulled out a second time.
I think they definitely would have came back to the finals against
them. Oh, yeah, yeah. And no, I definitely think
really
the finals
just depends
was in their
on if
their
Kerr really had his head in that shit. Because there was these brief, weird periods with Kerr in some of those finals where he was just calling horrible plays.
Yeah, well, that's because Kerr was getting frustrated and he was trying to fuck around and throw off Braun with different plays and shit.
And if he just needed to play to his own hand. That's what he needed to do. Because Kerr is an excellent fucking coach. So just do what you know works, Kerr.
Yeah. But, I mean, Kyrie played exceptionally that year. So, like, I definitely think they could have went to the finals even without KD. Or, even at the worst, I think they would have been, like, a semifinal exit. At the worst.
There just wasn't another team in the West at the time.
Yeah,
that
there just wasn't,
them,
like, nobody crazy at the time. And
there wasn't any team that could have bounced them. Their next biggest competition, again, was the Houston Rockets, which that no matter what, they would bounce every year.
Most of the time, yeah.
Like, Dallas wasn't shit at the time. They had, like, 47-year-old Dirk and rookie Luka.
They had baby Luka.
And I think, like, injured Porzingis.
Oh, I forgot Porzingis was even.
His mentor was Dirk, too.
Oh, God.
Which is just weird to think about because you kind of can see it sometimes in his weird lanky ass, but then sometimes he looks real awkward.
Yeah.
You're just like, why are you doing that? You shouldn't be fading away. You... look like you're reaching for the other rim. Yeah, you heard me.
You. But no, I don't think that they would have won against LeBron and Kyrie. Just because LeBron and Kyrie really did force a lot over it, you know what I mean? Like,
I think if they would have went back, they probably would have won it. I think that Braun coming out and winning that one Cleveland ring... that was a spite thing. I don't think he would have, like, had the same amount of spite and ambition doing it again. Just because, like, at that time, his legacy was being attacked. And he had already saved it. Like, he did exactly what everybody said he wasn't doing. So there was no more spite. There was no more anger. LeBron was actually angry. You could see it in his interviews. You could see it in all his media content.
Well, yeah, because everybody was trying to trash.
And that was the... only I think that
LeBron
was the only
so
reason that they came back.
I don't think so. I don't think it's the only reason. I think it's because one, he definitely knew his legacy. But two, at that time, Kyrie also stepped up.
Yeah, I think
Kyrie stepped up into.
I think without Braun anger, that one game that
well,
Golden State
because
needed
the
win,
the reason
they
is because
won.
The year before that they lost, they almost won, except for Kevin Love and Kyrie went down, and then LeBron couldn't do it. I mean, because you don't have another player there to keep up with two amazing shooters at the time. Klay and Steph were locked in. Without Kyrie to help lock in, or you know, Kevin Love hitting those threes.
And at the exact...
JR fucking his dumb shit up.
The exact same time, the Golden State bench, no matter how, like, strange it was, they were better than Cleveland's bench.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no offense, but Cleveland...
like, even Zaza Pachulia was better than anybody
Cleveland
on Cleveland's
didn't
bench.
Run a real bench.
No,
Cleveland still
had, like,
ran
Tristan
LeBron.
Thompson and Amon Shumpert and...
Tristan Thompson was the starting center that year. Kevin Love played power forward. LeBron played small forward.
And then Kyle Korver was, like, six-man normally.
Yeah, Kyle Korver was normally six... No. No.
It depended on if they were running shooting
It was JR. JR was considered six man.
It depended on the game.
The reason why Kyle Korver wasn't is because they thought that Kyle Korver at the time was not, like, as in shape. But it's just because JR ran more practice. Swear to God.
JR started the finals against Golden State at least the last year. And I believe Kyle Korver was the six man that entire time. And I believe it was to combat the three-point assault that Golden State was.
Yeah, because Kyle Korver was a good shooter.
There was not a single other person on the fucking Cavs roster
that could compete.
He could. He was hitting
JR, threes. JR, dude, but unfortunately, at the time, before he had his fuck up, he hit pretty consistently for a bench player.
But unfortunately for him, at that time, he was shooting against the two best starting shooters in the whole league.
Yeah.
So, like...
I mean, but
it wasn't enough.
He's not supposed to be their level, you know.
Oh yeah, like, I know. It just like I was just trying to convey that. Yeah, no, it just wasn't enough.
No. He was just trying to do his part. I mean, that's why it had to be. It's a team sport, man. You have to have everybody doing their thing. And LeBron happened to like.
LeBron was the only person that did his thing.
Yeah, no, LeBron had to. No, as I said, Kyrie actually did until he got hurt. And then when he was hurt, he didn't get a play. And then Kevin Love got hurt, and then Kevin Love didn't get a play. Not having Kevin Love and Kyrie really fucked them. Because during that series, Kyrie was averaging roughly about 20-something points a game. So, he did help out. And then Kevin Love, I think, was like somewhere around 16, give or take, maybe 18, you know? I think Kevin Love had like a 20-point game, and then the rest were kind of like 15, 16 points. But Kevin Love
series was 4-2. Hit
really good threes.
Cavs only won 2 games of that series.
Yeah, because the first two we started off hot, ended up winning like early year on. I think
you won the second game and the third game, yeah. And then you won 3 games straight. I lost 3 games straight.
Yeah, no, because right there, Aaron, when we started to lose, is where we didn't have Kyrie. Or Kevin Love. Like, I'm pretty sure Kyrie and them got hurt either that game or the game before. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, see, there's Dellanova's bitch ass, JR. Because so, Kyrie and Kevin Love were out.
The full, like, box. I thought that was going to show me more of the box. Than
yeah, no, that's why I said that year, I don't think they would have won that year if Kyrie and Kevin Love didn't get hurt.
The fuck is Plowden?
No. The Cavs had a bunch of no names, bro.
No, that was a guy on fucking Golden State. Oh. Fucking deep Plowden.
No.
Played 24 minutes for that fucking game.
Hey, man.
He hit 4 for 9 from 3. Well, 16 points. But
hey, like, he said he was heating, bro. He had that thing on him, bro. had the strap. What are you looking for, boss?
Where Stephen Curry is.
For what?
The Golden State Warriors.
Are you in the right section?
This is... Why is it showing me... What the fuck?
That looks like an old
yeah, game, this... No, this looks like a new game because, hold on. Podzinski.
Yeah.
But like, I was about to say, but I don't look right. Why was it showing me that? Like my exact search is Golden State Warriors versus Cleveland Cavaliers.
It scammed you, bro.
2015 player stats.
No, it scammed you.
That's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. Nah. But I mean, there's always a lot of what ifs, you know, in basketball. Yeah, because like for instance, let's go back to Jordan. Dude, Jordan, before Pippen, like, what if he wouldn't have got Pippen? Do you think he still would have?
No.
You don't think he would have got any rings? I'd give him at least probably one, you know? I think he would have hunted down one ring by himself eventually.
I don't.
Well, just because there wasn't crazy amount of competition compared to his athleticism, you know? Like, he really did kind of just run past people. It's just...
He just wouldn't have gotten so many, like, rebounds. He just wouldn't have had possession rebound of the ball as much.
Yeah, rebounds were Rodman, man.
I know. So, Rodman was there, but Pippen spaced the floor enough for Rodman to fly in and be the stupid player that Rodman was.
No, Rodman's retardedness and coke. He did what is what Rodman was. Rodman, I swear to God, he looked like he would do a line before he would run up out there, bro. He
did.
And I don't doubt that they did, because that is the error known for.
I believe Michael Jordan has, as recently as 2023, been photographed doing coke in a parking lot in his car.
That's fire. Way to go, Michael Jordan.
His son, as of like 2 months ago.
That's crazy. Why? Come on, man. Don't get caught. You come on, dude. You gotta have money. You gotta be.
His son was just sitting in a fucking pool with friends or sitting at a table with a group of friends with no shirt on.
That's ridiculous.
Like, in public. And he had, like, a bump spoon.
Oh, no. Wait, what?
He had, like, an actual spoon meant for taking bumps. Like, the tiny spoons that you'd see, like, white bitches have.
Yeah. You said that white bitches have. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Ain't no actual Coke enjoyer having got fucking little spoon. That's some fiend shit. That's some, I've been doing it for the last 6 months of my life. I need this so bad shit.
Oh, no.
Nah, like, you only need a spoon if you have a habit.
Tons of college girls do it, though, bro.
That's why it's the white girl thing.
You're 100% right, dude. Marshall, all known for it, bro. WVU, all known for it, bro.
I know a lot of people that go to WVU. I'll air you out. Names, addresses, everything.
Whoa. TMI.
I'm not on a podcast. This is a warning.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Nah, but I think, guys, we're about to call it. We're going to take some fat rips.
Chill out. Hell, you're going to call it on my warning? That's crazy.
Yeah, oh, I'm calling it on the warning, but I couldn't proceed. Once you gave the warning, I felt like I was in danger. And plus, I also kind of got
to... Why would you be... Oh, you have to go take a shit? That's crazy.
No. Well, like, I got to piss. But, like, I had a fart. But... My bad. I don't know what to tell you, boss, man.
Monkeys. Speaking of... Oh, she's asleep on the bed.
Oh, our kitties.
Yeah.
Bro. You think I could get her a boots outfit? You think I could put, like, little red rubber boots on her feet?
I think she would bite them off.
But she'd be pissed.
Still recording.
Word. Yeah, nah, she definitely would be pissed, bro. Oh, yeah, guys. But for real, we will see y'all later. Tune in, looking on the socials, guys. Keep doing y'all's thing. We are getting closer towards, like, 12,000. Hopefully, in the near future, we can try to get it up to 15,000. It'd be a great goal, guys. And we appreciate y'all. And tune in next time.
Later.
You're dying.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.